Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to direct your attention to the words immediately preceding the lesson which was read. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 and following. For this reason, we never become discouraged. Even though our physical being is gradually decaying, yet our spiritual being is renewed day after day. And this small and temporary trouble we suffer will bring us a tremendous and eternal glory, much greater than the trouble. For we fix our attention not on things that are seen, but on things that are unseen. What can be seen lasts only for a time, but what cannot be seen lasts forever. As we come to the end of an academic quarter, we complete another one of those cycles of activity which constitute a human life. It all began about 10 weeks ago when at the beginning of a fresh new school year we stepped into the tasks of new courses. Enthusiasm, expectation, and motivation was high. We began the work in the courses, assignments were made, and we looked forward with excitement to growth in learning and development of skills as we were moving toward our ultimate goal of our preparing ourselves for ministry in the church. As time went on, the burdens became heavier and heavier. Sometimes the going was difficult. Occasionally we faced obstacles, questions arose, progress was sometimes impeded, some things were delayed, some were left undone. The task became bigger, the enthusiasm sometimes began to wear off, and sometimes we found ourselves bogged down with pressure mounting and tension growing. At times we became discouraged, tired, defeated as we try to survive under the load called life. And now we are near the end of the cycle. A time when the pressure becomes reduced. A time when we can, for a short period, get away from it all and prepare ourselves for a new round of activity in another cycle of life. What I have just described in academic terms is not really too different from ministry in a parish. The periods of time are different, and the tasks and assignments are different. But the sequence of event after event, from Sunday to Sunday, with the demands made upon us for preaching and teaching and liturgy and visiting the sick and the shut-ins and meetings and all of the activities as we deal with the needs and problems of those to whom we minister, tend to go on and on, week after week, over and above all of the personal needs and the pressures and tensions and problems and the things that go wrong in our life, our finances, our automobiles, our family problems, all in a world which doesn't attempt to cooperate at all with ministers who are going about preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. And as we go on and on, we find that the burden sometimes becomes extremely heavy. And it is not uncommon at all among ministers to hear them speak of the tensions, of the pressures, of the stress, of the breakdown. And week follows week, from Advent to Christmas, into Lent and spring and summer, and the pressures continue. As we think of all this, either in preparing for ministry or doing ministry, we find that that too is not too different from the way life is for all people, for people in our church as well as human life in general. Whether it be the role as a student or a professor, a pastor, or the people, the role of husband or parent or citizen, the demand comes and builds up pressures. And that is not too different from what the Apostle Paul was talking about in the text that we have before us. As he was directing the attention of the Corinthians to the plans and needs of ministry in the congregations which the apostle had founded, as he was speaking to them about their activities and experiences together as God's people in action, as he brought to mind the tasks which confronted them as they tried to live out the excitement of having been brought to faith in their Savior Jesus Christ, coming from various backgrounds of Jews and Gentiles, and facing the varieties and differences of individuals living together in the faith, in the community into which God had placed them. With the thrill of coming to faith, they had found a joy and a peace that they had never known before. They eagerly shared this joy with each other and with others in the same community with them. But they also faced their problems, their doubts. And Satan made unending attempts to lead them away from Jesus Christ in whom they believed. The problems of differences of opinion, differences of lifestyles, the opposition of former friends and associates, the inclination for the individual to give in to his flesh and to stray away and act contrary to the requirements of the new faith life, the quarrels, the defections, the questions, the misunderstandings, the opposition, the resistance, the persecution which they faced because they believed in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. It wasn't easy to be and to remain faithful. The burden for the people and for the apostle often became difficult, almost unbearable. Why? Why weren't things going better? Why all this opposition? How did they get into these things? Is it all worthwhile? Is there another way? How can they get away from it all these problems? Or do you just give up and quit? These were questions which they faced day after day. And it is to these kinds of questions that the apostle speaks. When, having directed their attention to the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the promise of heaven with Christ in eternity, he says, "For this reason we never become discouraged. Though the going is difficult at times, though the opposition is great, We focus our attention on what God has done for us through Jesus Christ and the promise, the ultimate promise of heaven. Even though our physical being is gradually decaying, even though we become extremely burdened and tired and defeated, yet our spiritual being is renewed day after day. And as we think about our problems, this small and temporary trouble we suffer will bring us a tremendous and eternal glory. We dare not get bogged down by focusing our attention on the problems and difficulties. We need to lift up our eyes and direct them to the glory, the eternal, everlasting glory which God has put there for us in heaven. We fix our attention not on the things that are seen, but on the things that are unseen. What can be seen lasts only for a time, whether it be the problems and sometimes the failures, or whether it be the successes of our lifetime activities. What can be seen lasts only for a time, but what cannot be seen lasts forever. Our goal, my friends, is heaven. And the goal of those to whom we minister is heaven. A taste of it, of heaven, is ours as we focus our attention upon the assurance, the security, the peace which God gives us through our Savior Jesus Christ. Sometimes there is a wish, a longing to be there right now and to get away from the tensions and problems. The Apostle Paul had those desires, the desire to be with Christ, which is far better. But as he struggled with that thought, he also willingly and happily resigned himself to the will of his Lord and came to the conclusion that for me to live is Christ. And he left it up to the Lord to lead him on from day to day, from task to task, until his time would come to lead him to the eternal glory. And so you and I, my friends, give ourselves to that same Lord. Resign ourselves to him and his will, with the assurance that he renews us as we need renewal. We find meaning and courage and strength to go forward together with him, for him, as we pursue the tasks, the assignments which he has placed before us. And we know that we can face whatever comes our way, because he is our God, he is our Savior, he is in us, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. All because Jesus is our brother, our Savior. He died for us. He rose for us that we might live in him and he in us, now and always. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.